Monday night, Bar Locha or Liyud Zayin Kislev, Be'inyan Hachono, Be'Shabbos Lahol. So we know there's an Isser, we should know, that there's an Isser to be Mechin, Be'Shabbos Lahol, to do something on Shabbos for the weekday. Now that's, even if it's not a Malacha, even if it's not a Malacha, and even if it's a very slight Tircha. Even if it's a slight tircha, we're not a heavy tircha is also on Shabbos to do anyway. Tircha yaseira, when you there's certain things Chazal forbade because they're a tircha, but here we're talking about the yisa hachana, so even a slight tircha, a small tircha, is aser. Even if a heta would be only if it's not nikar as a hachana. But something as simple as bringing a chair from one room to the next would be osur if it wouldn't have that that heter in it, that it's something you would normally do even without hachana. But otherwise, something as simple as that is osur, even a tircha katana. The pashtus of the poskim is that it's osur also to be mechin from one Shabbos for the next Shabbos. If you're washing dishes on Shabbos, you're washing a Shabbos dish, assuming that washing dishes is aser because of Hachana, which it is, before they came up with like 26 Haterim, let's assume for a moment, a theoretical thing, before they came up with the 26 Haterim, that washing dishes is Hachana. So you can't wash dishes even if you're being Mechin for next Shabbos. Mishabbos l'Shabbos, not Mishabbos l'Chol. Mishabbos l'Shabbos, the Pashtus is it's also Osir. It's a Toisefta, and that's the Pashtus case. So the question is, yes, I'm going to say the Dvar Torah now, so you could leave if you haven't left yet. But if you've left already, you wouldn't hear me anyway. So I'm going to say a nice Svara now. I think it's a nice Svara. There's a Sharet Siyun in Hilchos Yom Tov that discusses whether or not it's mutter to be mevashel on the first day Yom Tov for the last day Yom Tov. It's certainly also to be mevashel the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov, because the second day Yom Tov is chol. We're talking about from vaday Yom Tov, sofek chol. But we're talking about for vaday Yom Tov to vaday Yom Tov, from the first day to the seventh day. Can you cook something on the first day Pesach for the seventh day Pesach? Let's say you're making a bar mitzvah, chves. I don't know, some people make a bar mitzvah on Pesach, so they have to cook something on the first day for the seventh day, and so is that mutter. So the Shar HaTziyun in Hilchos Yom Tov is musupik. So the Chora, why doesn't he deal with the problem of Hachana? If it's also to be Mechin from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, which is the Pashtus, is there a raya from the Shar HaTziyun that the Mishnah Berurah does not hold like that? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it explicitly. So the question is, since he only deals with the Issa Bishul, and whether you could be Mavashel, and a Malacha, right? But Mitzad HaChono he doesn't talk about. So I said, no, there's no Raya, because every Shabbos is an entity, Bifnei Atzmo. But from Yom Tov is like one block, B-L-O-C, one block of 7 days. So it's the same Yom Tov. So it's like Kedusha Achasi, Lagabi HaChono, it makes sense that wouldn't be a problem. From one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, I could see a Zosur, and that's talk of the consensus of the Paiskim. But it's no Kasha from this Shar HaTziyun, because here he's talking about from day one of Yom Tov to day seven of Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is talk of a block. If he would be talking about from the Yom Tov of Pesach, you're already cooking left, and you have in mind to cook for Shavuos already, which some women do. So then it would have to be a problem of Achana.